Asmat Khalil Dado had a good life in Aleppo, Syria. He says his job as a bus driver provided well for his family of six. All of that changed when war came to his doorstep 4 years ago.
And there were planes that were dropping bombs, helicopters that were dropping barrel bombs every day, and we didn't know where the disaster would come or the crisis would and how the crisis will end.
So the Dado family did what millions of Syrians have done since the war in their country began. They fled the turmoil with nothing but the clothes on their backs and what they could carry with them.
We really had no choice, and that decision was the hardest decision that we had to make. We knew if we left, we would never be able to go back.
His request for asylum eventually brought him to Illinois, where they are among 16 Syrian refugee families resettled so far this year.
Chicago is a hub for many refugees. Usually, in a typical year, Illinois will accept about 2,000 refugees.
Suzanne Okras is the director of the Syrian Community Network, a new organization helping Syrian refugees integrate into new communities.
There's so many refugees that come here that don't have this community support, and this isolation really is the worst thing that for a refugee to feel.
Okras believes many of the 2,000 refugees coming to Illinois next year will be Syrian.
I believe that we, as Americans, have big hearts, and we want to help Syrian refugees to come here and to resettle.
But not every American shares her views.
I'm putting the people on notice that are coming here from Syria as part of this mass migration, that if I win, they're going back. They're going back. I'm telling you.
Despite the issue being prominent on the presidential campaign trail, Dado doesn't have a home to go back to, and he is weary from years of being on the move.
And people need to have some time to rest from war. They need to have some peace. They need to be able to raise their families, to live a normal life, to do homework, to go to school, to be able to find a job.
All important aspects of a normal family life Asmat Dado and his family have now found in the small but growing Syrian refugee community in Chicago. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Chicago, Illinois.